It's Friday, the start of what for many of us will be a very long 4th of July weekend this year. Millions of Americans are getting out of town today for our Independence Day holiday. Meanwhile, tomorrow, Canada celebrates its birthday. The country is turning 150 years old. But not everyone there is celebrating. A group of demonstrators have set up a teepee on Parliament Hill in Ottawa to protest Canada Day. They say Indigenous people have little reason to celebrate what they call their colonization. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has urged other Canadians to respect Indigenous groups' sentiment about the anniversary.
I think it's important that even as Canada, as Canadians celebrate Canada 150, we reflect upon the experiences and the importance of folding in and hearing the stories and the experiences of Indigenous Canadians.
Tanya Talaga covers Indigenous issues for the Toronto Star. Tanya, what's your reaction to Prime Minister Trudeau's comments?
Well, Canada 150 is a hard thing for a lot of Indigenous people in this country because for almost 13,000, 14,000 years, Indigenous people have been here. And to celebrate a smaller block of time of 150, a time of which Indigenous people have gone through great hardship, it's really difficult for Indigenous people to celebrate Canada 150. And I think it's wise for the Prime Minister to say, you know what, we should all take a bit of a pause and respect the fact there are alternate views on the birthday.
What are some of the injustices Indigenous people in Canada are trying to call attention to?
Well, there's a number of them I could point to. I'll give you just a few of them. One in particular is the residential school crisis that happened in this country for quite a long time. From about 1860s to 1996, actually, that was when the last residential school closed, over 150,000 Indigenous kids were taken away from their families, from their culture, from their language, and they were put into schools that were funded by the government but run by the church. And for years, the kids were taken away from their families, and that did irreparable harm for generations. Another issue is murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls in this country. A couple of years ago, the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, put out a report that said that there were nearly 1,200 murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls in Canada from about 1980 to 2014. This is something that Indigenous people have known across the country for many, many years. A lot of the cases have been dismissed as accidental, and families have often said, we believe something else happened. They're still waiting for justice on what happened to their loved one.
I understand there's also been a lot of criticism about the amount of money being spent on this 150th anniversary.
It's been tens of millions of dollars. It's been quite a lot of money. And meanwhile, you have over 100 communities throughout Canada that do not have access to safe drinking water. These are First Nations communities, and they could have used that money to help bring clean water sanitation to the communities they live on. As well, the government of Canada has been taking Indigenous people to court over treaties and over the rights of Indigenous youth. There's so much waste of money, and a lot of Indigenous people look at how much money has been spent on the birthday party and wonder, why couldn't that have been given back to the people that actually need it?
Is there anything going on in the celebrations of Canada 150 that acknowledge the experience of Indigenous people?
I think there are. I mean, there are a lot of things happening on Parliament Hill. It seems as though organizers in various cities across Canada have also sort of bent over backwards to make sure they include the Indigenous viewpoint, Indigenous musical acts. And to be honest with you, it seems as if the Canada 150 has gone a little bit more subdued than it started at the beginning of the year when everyone was, you know, the flags were out, the government was just pumping messages all over the place. Things seem to have subdued quite a bit. And I think most Canadians realize that a lot's happened on this land for thousands of years before the settlers got here. And it's important to include everyone and think about what this country's history is really about.
That's Tanya Talaga, who covers Indigenous issues for the Toronto Star. Thanks, Tanya.
Thank you.